All right, this is Rocky Flats. I am here with two members of Whiskey Blanket. There are three, correct?
There are.
Okay.
Yes.
And who is here with us currently?
I'd be Sloppy Joe right next to me there.
On the violin and vocals. This here's Steakhouse on the production and everything else.
How do you get a name like Steakhouse?
Whew, I don't think we have time for that here. I'll give you a few hints. Russia, black market of meat sales, and leave it at that.
Oh, wow. This is deep. We're getting deep today. I just like sandwiches, so that's where Sloppy Joe comes from.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Is Sloppy Joe
and
your favorite sandwich?
My name is Joe.
So and your name is
follows.
Joe. Not that you no. get sloppy.
I think
and your name
Sloppy
is Joe.
Joe's are perhaps in the category of one of the worst sandwiches. But in that way, I feel like they're appropriate for my name because I like to keep it self-deprecating.
I'm glad I'm getting the hard questions out first. It's important to just tackle the really tough ones and then make it more lighthearted. Okay, Whiskey Blanket, you guys are a group again. Have you ever broken up? Were you ever not?
We break
I don't want to say
about
break
once
up
a week.
That sounds so hard.
Break
yeah.
We're a break up and get back together kind of. No, we've never broken up. That's why we're calling this our 10th year anniversary tour, because we've been a band for at least 10 years, but started doing our first shows about 10 years ago.
Nice. Well, how long has it been since you guys have put on a show?
About 2 weeks.
Well, besides this most recent tour.
Yeah. Oh, we've been playing. I mean, we've been doing in the realm of like 25 to or more shows a year, but nice. not a whole lot. Like, we really haven't been hitting it. I have another band that keeps me pretty busy, but we ramped it up this year and are trying to do that for the future and stay on the road more.
So what inspired you guys to do that, to get all ramped up this year?
Ooh, we made a new album at the end of 2013, From the Dead of Dark. We were really excited about it. We thought we needed to play it to more people, and hence we went ambitious, trying to book some shows, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been long overdue for us to hit the road. We've been developing some kind of Mountain West-ish markets, like Salt Lake and
sure.
some Montana towns and stuff like that. But it's been hard for us to get much further than that. So getting out to like Chicago and Minneapolis and stuff is good for us.
So you've been out to Minneapolis yet?
Yeah, we've actually done Minneapolis a couple times. We've a couple of these markets in the Midwest we were hitting for the second or third
That's
time.
That's my favorite market, I think. The Midwest scene, out of all the Midwest, and I think Minneapolis is one of my
Minneapolis favorites. Is a great town for music.
Definitely. Speaking of which, what are some of your guys' inspirations for music? Well, I mean, especially these days for this new album and new music you guys are putting out.
Man. It's tough. Yeah, a lot of old records. You know, our last record was very spaghetti western heavy, so we did a lot of collecting in that genre ahead of time. You know, as far as modern stuff, we're big fans of Homeboy Sandman. Lyrically is a big influence on us. We listen to a lot of old music and get I think most of our inspiration from there.
Jordan, who's not here, would probably always seems to will give a certain answer, and then he'll always be like, "Yes, and I still listen to gangster rap and classic rock," and which we do too. But I think we all have a little bit different tastes, and which is what makes the music we make so disparate. Maybe hopefully not disparate in a bad way, but diverse and. But yeah, we're collectors, so we're constantly buying records and letting that filter in. So a lot of like Latin sounds and Russian stuff and Japanese stuff is what we've been feasting on lately. But it's mostly from the 70s. And
sure. Yeah. Sure. Anything that sticks out? Any specific bands from that?
Man, like I can name drop some Japanese artists here if you want.
Do it.
Nobody's going to know.
That's the point. Do it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, everything. Maki Asakawa is a big one. Jimmy Takeuchi has a lot of really good drum records. Man, some of the Russian guys, we get a lot of records from the Melodia label, which was pretty much all, you know, Soviet era, you know, funk and a lot of other stuff. So get a lot from them. All the names are in Russian, so I don't know what the actual bands are called. Still working on my Russian.
Not even
going
to try to
work on
it.
That Russian, man.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, nobody, no one particular artist really above the rest. It's, you know, I buy a lot from a few international sellers on eBay and, you know, just kind of listen to a lot of the stuff I buy. And
sure.
Whatever sounds good, get it.
So what's the name of the album again?
From the Dead of Dark.
Where does that name come from?
Hours of brainstorming.
Yeah, we just wanted to make a kind of cinematic. We wanted to kind of create like a plot for a movie. You know, act like it's a movie soundtrack,
sure,
basically,
sure.
And whether that, you know, movie is ever made. So it was just like we have a pretty cohesive plot that kind of goes through like three of the songs on the record. Like they're identified as chapters and
interesting. So lyrically they're connected.
Yeah. And hopefully the whole album is sonically connected because it's all kind of coming from this spaghetti Western hip hop thing.
Now what inspired the spaghetti Western hip hop thing? What made you decide that was the route to go?
Well, I think we've always been fans of that style of music. You know, one of the more recent records we had heard that really kind of, you know, got me excited about it was Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupe put out a record called Rome that definitely struck a nerve with me and I think the other guys as well. And we kind of had it in mind, you know, a little prior to that as well, and trying to take what we could from that. So, yeah, really, you know, there's not a lot of it that has been done. You know, Buck 65, a Canadian guy who's been a big influence of mine for a while, and he kind of borders on some spaghetti Western stuff. And so we just kind of wanted to see where we could take it, how we could incorporate it with the Whiskey Blanket sound, make it a little more hip-hop and a little more, you know, in your face, but still theatrical at the same time. And
there is a kind of history. I mean, like, the Wu-Tang has kind of a history with these samples, too.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Kind of taking that gritty RZA kind of production approach where, but using these, we just found that it's a really, we love the twang,
yeah,
you know, but we're a hip hop group. So it was an appropriate way to
appropriate,
You know, get the twang in there.
Yeah. So, on the new album, is it already out?
Yeah. Yeah. This okay. is our, yeah,
where can people
recent.
Get your album?
Whiskeyblanket.com would be the number one place. Everywhere else that you can buy music, we're probably
on. Are you guys
on
iTunes?
Yeah,
iTunes, Rhapsody,
all that stuff. Nice.
All that stuff. But we did just put out, so yeah, that record came out at the end of 2013, so a little less than a year ago. But what we did just release was a 7-inch vinyl with a couple of those tracks on there.
Nice.
So that's what we got now. We're kind of pushing that at the show. We, you know, kind of had that for the tour. And we're just about to start making some deluxe versions, as we call them, of the 7-inch, where we kind of build wood boxes and stain them and screen
print them.
Does
the vinyl have an instrumental on it?
It has a track that we partnered with Bonnie Payne from Elephant Revival. It's not an instrumental, but there's no rapping on it.
Sure.
It's the closest thing we have to an instrumental on the album, probably. So there is vocals, but yeah, it's, you know, very pretty.
She sings on it.
Yeah, she sings on the whole track, kind of lyrics that Joe and myself wrote. And
we did release only digitally, but an instrumental version of the record.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Yeah. Cool,
so
cool.
Just for kind of beds and that kind of purposes.
Absolutely.
For
MCs. That's why I was asking. I was like, DJs out there going to want to snag your beats.
Totally. But this vinyl's cool in that it's, even the standard edition is a silver screen printed graphic on this.
Oh, nice.
And it's a translucent red 7-inch, and it's
nice.
It's a cool thing. It's
collector's
there's only
edition.
A couple
it
hundred
is.
Of them, too. So
nice. Nice. So the show coming up. You got a show coming up at the Fox Theater in, what, 1 week from tomorrow?
Yes.
As a so days. November 5th, correct?
Correct. November 5th, Fox Theater.
Okay.
Get ready after you partied all weekend on Halloween to come out with
us
again
2 days
on
rest.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
It'll be worth it.
We will
it's
make
Wednesday.
It count.
You should go out on Wednesday. It makes the week better.
We're really excited for it. We haven't been back at the Fox in a long time, and we've had some of our big kind of growing moments there. It's home for the group, so
sure.
It's appropriate that we're celebrating there and nowhere else.
Who's opening for you guys?
I think H Wood Elevation, is that
H Wood and the Elevation? Yeah, we're as usual not as prepared to talk about the other groups,
well
but Grim and Darling, awesome project of our bandmate. You'll hear from them here in a little bit, I imagine. And but they're really awesome and gonna be rocking with us in that show, as well as Pigeon John from.
Oh, nice.
Out from the Bay Area, so we've been fans of him for a long time, so we're hoping he can help us get some people in the building, and it'll be a really fun.
Is this your first time playing with Pigeon John? Yeah.
No, we've actually, we played with Pigeon John, I can't remember where, Boulder Theater or something, but I just remember him being like, Whiskey Blanket sounds like trouble.
That's right.
I interviewed him at UMC once.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
He's the man. He's a
cool guy.
Awesome, lighthearted. It's always nice when
he was
rap artists or I don't even know if he would call himself a rap artist because he does a lot of different stuff. But
I think he even said that to me that he doesn't necessarily.
Right. So, but you know, when hip hop related dudes are just so lighthearted like that and not taking themselves super seriously, it's always encouraging.
Now, I wanted to actually go back because you were talking about Buck 65. Have you worked with Buck 65 before?
I've not worked with Buck 65.
Okay. Let this be a invitation to the universe. Yes. I'd love to work with you, Buck.
Buck 65, if you're out there. I've listened to Buck 65. I've only heard a few songs, but I want to say it's been like 2 years since I've listened to him.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you know, I'll fall off the Buck train for a little bit and check in, and he's put out some new weird album that's got
some
great
tracks. Now I'm
going
to have to dig in again.
And yeah, I like him a lot.
All right, so November 5th, Fox Theater. Be there.
Correct.
Doors 8 a.m. or 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Exactly.
Just hang out all day.
Just get in that line. Wait out front. Yeah, we are also releasing a music video for a track that we're hoping you will play.
Okay.
Blotto Knox. It's kind of a polka rap party track. Nice. If there was a rowdy not taking itself especially not taking itself seriously track on
YouTube?
On the latest record, it will. Well, we're releasing said video on the 5th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There is a trailer. You can check out the trailer on YouTube.
Nice.
So blow your mind.
Go to our channel. It's really goofy. There's some kind of outtakey kind of stuff on there. And you can see that we're all just having a party with a bunch of people.
Nice.
And it's and we do some acting, some playing of different characters. There's some wigs. It gets real silly.
It's a serious plot.
Wigs are needed.
There's
always.
There's, you know, like hilarious bleep out sounds and the whole nine. So it'll be fun.
All right. Well, we'll definitely check that out. What's the name of that?
Video. The song is Blotto Knox. So it will be the Whiskey
Blotto
Blanket
Knox.
Blotto Knox.
How do you spell that?
Music
spell
video.
That
make sure I don't misspell
all
it.
Right. It's B L A. Blotto Knox.
Okay. Blotto.
Two words.
Gotcha.
And what does it mean, Steak?
So blotto just means drunk, more or less, or drunken. The Knox is the Greek goddess of night. So we thought the drunken goddess of night.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
We all learned something today.
Yeah.
There you
go. We got pretty deep on it.
Educational time. All right. And again, where can people check you out online?
Whiskeyblanket.com.
All right. Well, we're here at Doghouse Studios. This is Rocky Flats with Greenlight Radio, and I'm talking to Whiskey Blanket. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks so
and
much.
And everyone,
for having
go
us.
To this show on November 5th, 2014, or just suck.
Oh, well, yeah. And if you can't make it, then we'll be announcing other shows.
That's right.
And we'll be doing stuff.
And then you
stuff.
Won't have to suck anymore.
A lot more. Another tour kind of right at the beginning of next year. So
nice.
Check us out and support Greenlight Radio. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.